when we want pursuing something that really means a lot to us, you know, we have those days where we want to give up, where we want to just question ourselves on, are we doing the right thing, or we just have lack of consistency. I'm saying struggle with things, like we just don't know how to go about it. We get to a certain point where we feel like we gave it our all, you know, and begin to question ourselves. And sometimes we slow down, put these things on hold that we love to pursue in, you know what I'm saying, we really have a passion for. And some days, you know what I'm saying, we just be like, golly, I'm just not feeling it today, you know. And sometimes we, there's nothing wrong with it, you know what I'm saying, you're not feeling it today, you can take a break, or, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you, even when you're not feeling it, you still got to pursue it, you know what I'm saying, you still got to go through with it, even when you're not feeling like it, you know what I'm saying. And like I said, we have those moments where we like, golly, is this what I want to do, you know, is this what I'm destined to do, is this, you know what I'm saying, my calling, is this my purpose, you know, we have those moments. But then when we look back, we see all the stressful things that we, you know what I'm saying, some of us have went through, and, you know what I'm saying, and don't want to do, that's really just stressful to us, you know what I'm saying, and it's like we can either go this way or that way, and we've seen what going the same, doing the same pattern and the same habits, we've seen, you know what I'm saying, a lot of us seen what that gets us. It's like, you know what I'm saying, it's an endless cycle of the same thing, you know, and we want to see more in life. So that's when you got to change your habits into what you really want and just make that a habit. Like I say, even the days that you don't want to do it, got to do it, you know what I'm saying, because it's going to seem, you're going to have those days you seem just uninterested in it, or you just don't know what to do, you don't have no thoughts for it, you know, when you just don't feel like it. But those are days that count, you know what I'm saying, on the days you don't feel like, because you also will have days where you just super energetic and super excited about it, you know what I'm saying, and just like, yes, this is it. But you also gonna have the days that like, God, this I'm not feeling this today. But on the days that you're even not feeling, you gotta be consistent, you gotta shift your focus and put that energy out into it, you know what I'm saying. It's like putting energy into a bad experience only creates more of it. So what do you think putting energy into a good experience leads to? More of it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's just the consistency and the energy and the focus. You got to really just be all in on what you want. You know, like I say, even because you got to look back and see how far you've come. Even the days you question yourself, you're like, I made it this far. So no telling how far I can really go with this. You know what I'm saying? And this is whatever you want to do in life. Like, there's no limitations. You know what I'm saying? It's all limitless. You just got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? Keep pursuing. Keep thriving. You know, keep executing. Keep creating those ideas. And just really just shift your focus when, you know what I'm saying, your attention is not there. You got to shift your focus and just focus on what you want, you know what I'm saying, and fade away from what you don't want. Because you're going to, when you take a step back and like, okay, I don't want this, you got to really analyze, okay, I don't want this, you know what I'm saying, but I like this. So why am I doing this? Let me do what I like, you know what I'm saying. You got to really just have that mentality. And shifting your focus into what you do want and fading away from what you don't want, you know. And you have those days where you have to do what you don't want to do, like I say, to get where you want. You know, that's, it's like constantly finding a job till you get the job, you know what I'm saying. You worked all these jobs you don't want, but then you keep pursuing and you keep at it, and you finally work your way up to get to the job that you do want, you know. And it's just not quitting, or not, you know what I'm saying, not quitting, not giving up, and not taking no for an answer. You got to have that mentality. And that's with anything you want to pursue in life. It's like, I don't want to do this, but I do want to do this, so let me create on this. Let me shift and put all my energy into this. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, putting your energy into something bad only creates more of it and prolongs what's up ahead. So you really just got to wake up every day and just be thankful. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is, for one, just be thankful that you woke up, and use that to your advantage to just create something amazing for yourself. And it doesn't have to be something big. It can be something so small but big to you. You know what I'm saying? That's all with whatever it is that you want to accomplish. You know, just get out of bed and just tackle shit. You know, like I said, I battle the same things. Like, you know what I'm saying? I have days I'm inconsistent, or I fall off, or I, you know what I'm saying, I'm just, my thinking is not into it, so I go do some other shit, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't serve me, you know, and like, I just see where, you know what I'm saying, the pattern is sometimes can be the same, lead to the same pattern, but once you really just sit back and observe, and just be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I see I'm studying my habits. You know what I'm saying? There, you know what I'm saying? The pattern that's leading to is an endless cycle. So once you break those habits, and you know what I'm saying, change your patterns, that's when you begin to get uncomfortable with, you know what I'm saying, the new. But you know what I'm saying? Once you start, off with something that's gonna be uncomfortable, but you get comfortable with it and you have more fun with it, and it's now a habit. This new pattern is you know what I'm saying? It's became a positive habit, you know what I'm saying? And as humans, we are creatures of habits. So we have to change our habits, you know what I'm saying? And our focus to what we do want and how we just really just pursue every day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You have your days where it's just okay. Maybe this is a chill day or whatever, however you're feeling. But you know what I'm saying? For the most part, the things that we want to execute on, we have to make it a habit of just having that focus on that, you know what I'm saying? Take stuff one thing at a time, you know what I'm saying? And just know that one day the things that you want to accomplish, you will, but one day become, you know what I'm saying, an accomplishment, and it's going to be a very beautiful reward because you never gave up and you never stopped betting on yourself, you know what I'm saying? So just keep believing in yourself and keep thriving, and no matter who says what, do not let nobody steal your, you know what I'm saying, just steal your joy. Keep, you know what I'm saying, don't just know that if somebody's trying to take something from you or judging you, it's something that they got going, or it's something that may not have worked for them, you know what I'm saying? So you can't really just focus on what other people are saying, you know what I'm saying? No matter if it's, like I say, the most intelligent person that's saying that might not sound right, like, you really just gotta have the willpower to say, okay, well, let me see first, you know what I'm saying? Let me see if it's not right. And really just bet on yourself and just say, okay, no matter what this person says, I'm still going to do it. You know, sometimes you do have people who put nice ideas in your mind that, you know what I'm saying, okay, well, that's a nice idea, let me try that. You know, so there's nothing wrong with that, you know. There's nothing wrong with listening, you know, because when you listen, you learn. But also just know who you're listening to, you know what I'm saying, because it is, you know what I'm saying, it's like it says, good energy and bad energy. Your intuition be telling you, like, if it's somebody you don't even want to listen to, like, you know what I'm saying, you know who they are, not saying that they're a bad person, but you just, you know what I'm saying, intuition be saying, you know what I'm saying, fuck this motherfucker talking about, just do your thing, you know what I'm saying, just do your thing, and really just make sure that you have the right people in your circle, you know, and if you feel that you don't have nobody in your circle, trust me, it's always, you know what I'm saying, it's always somebody watching, people up ahead who are, you know what I'm saying, just think that you are a beautiful person, they would love to just, you know what I'm saying, meet and connect with you and interact with you, you know what I'm saying, because like, whatever you have a passion for, when you really just pursue that, you attract, you know what I'm saying, you attract like-minded people, you know what I'm saying, it's all just a beautiful journey of, you know what I'm saying, just an endless journey, like, don't be so focused on the destination, just enjoy the journey and the people and the things that you encounter with, and know that something amazing is up ahead. Like I said, when you think you just want something, the universe gives you that times 10. You're like, Jesus, I never knew, you know what I'm saying, this would be so great. So don't ever stop believing in yourself, and don't ever stop betting on yourself, because trust me, beautiful things are up ahead. That's why I say through the ups and downs, we forever conquer, because we have ups and downs moments, up and down moments, and it's like days we feel like back is against the wall, but trust me, don't ever give up on yourself. You will see, you know what I'm saying, a beautiful experience that's up ahead. It's like you're gonna conquer everything that you put your mind to, whatever it is, you know. And if it's something that you thought you wanted and didn't work out, then, you know what I'm saying, at least you know, you know what I'm saying, or maybe it just not worked out in that moment, and, you know what I'm saying, later on in life you do accomplish it, and you see why, because you gain so much knowledge, wisdom, you know what I'm saying, along the journey, so you're able to pursue it even better. So just trust and believe in yourself, and, you know what I'm saying, the higher power, and just know that whatever's not for you is not for you, and whatever it is, you will already know. So just believe in yourself, because you're beautiful just how you are.